So, how was your experience here at CR, and what do you plan to do after you leave here now that you've graduated?
My experience at first was really disheartening. It was really hard to feel engaged in my classes. Still figuring out a lot. I didn't really become enthralled in school actually until I moved and had a competent history education. But then I moved back and realized that there's a lot missing here. Me and other students, made some support, started clubs and helped get the center back, helped fight for Renee to get her job back, and also, and now it's been, this past year has been really great. Probably the best year I've had here. And after this, I'm going to go to San Francisco State. Gonna continue studying history. I'm gonna minor in film. I hope to be an educator and hopefully write curriculum or something like that, because it needs to be taught better.
I feel you. And what is the importance of having a multicultural graduation and a multicultural center here at CR's campus?
It's important because like HSU, we're in a predominantly white area that doesn't ever acknowledge the struggles that students of color face. Here at CR, it's pretty bad. It's really bad, and almost every student has a story, and if they brought that to admin, they would be punished, or the they would they would try to they we basically get gaslighted. I think that it's important to start normalizing this kind of thing, because a lot of people right now are very against even the multicultural center being here. There's been multiple complaints that the multicultural center is too close to the library and it makes white students uncomfortable. The fact that we even fear that they might take that serious, there are enough complaints for them to take that to heart. I think that just shows why we need more of these, more support on campus. They need to hire more people. But I think that especially today was really important, because a lot of us had started doing that work. It was disheartening, but we have actual stuff to show for it. We have a center, we have a support, we have support, we have, yeah.
All right.
The multicultural graduation is unique in that it honors the specific experiences of underrepresented students. Those experiences might be different from the general population in that many are first-generational college students. Many are coming many, many miles away from home. And specifically in college, at College of the Redwoods, they may interact with students that look like them and represent their community in very few and far in between situations. Many of them enter the classroom as the only person representing their unique culture. Many of them don't even understand that they're a part of a different culture because they grew up around people that look like them. And so all of a sudden they're thrown into a situation where they're the unique voice for their people group. And it's overwhelming. They face microaggressions on a day-to-day basis, and they have few people that they can talk to and interact with. It's very difficult when you have nobody you can identify with. It's very difficult when you have to explain who you are and explain your jokes and explain your humor and explain the things that make you sad and make you angry. It's very difficult to come into a situation and wear a mask because you don't know if a person is going to take advantage of your differences. So having a multicultural graduation honors those individuals who've pushed through, who've pressed through to push towards getting that diploma, push towards getting that transfer degree. Because once they make themselves better, they strengthen their families, they strengthen their community. Success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Success happens. And it impacts all of the people of future generations. And so having a multicultural graduation and having all of the children and the families present and honoring those students actually shapes the next generation of students that come up. It inspires the next generation of students that come up. So multicultural graduation is not just that, 18 people that were on the stage. There's a whole lot of people that supported you, that were with you, that got you to that place. And so a multicultural graduation is a time to honor the individual, but honor the experiences they had to get there.
Having a separate graduation like this from the actual graduation, it's more intimate so that families could see their hard work and that families are also acknowledged, because without them, the students would not have been here or have gone as far.
And what has your experience been like?
My experience here was very tough because I'm from Kansas City, and when I came out here, there was very lack of diversity. I felt like I didn't fit in. People just assumed that I was a model minority. I faced a lot of microaggressions, and ever since the Multicultural Center opened up, it was like a center where I could go to feel safe, to talk some shit. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. and that's why I wanted to start my own club, so that other people like me didn't have to feel this way. And I'm very grateful to have been president and have been a leader, and I hope to inspire other people to be more active and to stand up for social justice and civil rights.